Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. To have long-term peace and prosperity, it is absolutely essential that the monetary system have a stable value. Since physical gold has a 6,000-year and physical silver has a 4,000-year track record as serving as a medium of exchange without failure, they have the best history as serving as stable monies. A good way to think about it is that a pure troy ounce of gold or silver is still worth that same troy ounce of gold or silver a century ago or a century in the future. A number of paper currencies have had stable value so long as the issuers were able to redeem them on demand for physical gold and silver. However, once these paper currencies were no longer exchangeable on demand for physical gold or silver, they lost value or completely failed. The U.S. dollar is considered almost the strongest paper currency in use today. However, did you know that its value against an ounce of gold has fallen more than 98% since then-President Nixon in August 1971 ended the ability of foreign banks to exchange their U.S. paper money for Treasury Department gold? Without a stable currency, investors and businesses have difficulty making long-term plans. People who otherwise would save their money to help pay for their retirement years instead have less incentive to do so and more incentive to spend those funds before consumer prices rise even higher. Savings and investment, not current consumption, create more jobs and prosperity in the future. Greater prosperity also supports greater personal freedom. Therefore, when the Federal Reserve Bank repeatedly states that it is looking to destabilize the value of the U.S. dollar by 2% annually, what that really means is its goal is to reduce future job creation, prosperity, and individual liberty. The politicians and bureaucrats in this country are hoping that Americans can be tricked into believing a low rate of destabilizing the U.S. dollar will not affect them. Will you still feel that way as the dollar falls another 98% from today's exchange rate with gold? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.